Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this Murder Falcon story.
See, final issue is great because we don't have to remember a number.
Correct. So it was the first issue. If you'd like to listen to our previous covers, check out our last 7 episodes. And so we start out this issue, and we're in like the briefing room where Bruticus is there, and they're like, well, I guess it's briefing room on this not tanker, ship, aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
And the General Stapleton, is like, you know what? We can't really, like, we can help you as much as we can. We really can't give you, like, weapons, obviously, but what we can do is give you amplification. And at the front of this aircraft carrier is the...
a stack of amplifiers that are like, well, first off, the smallest amp they have there is bigger than the entire drum set.
Yeah.
And they're stacked up like... what, 7 high? 6
something
high?
Like that. It's probably a good 30 feet in the air.
It's as tall, it's half as tall as the whole cruiser is.
Yeah. So it's awesome.
And then they've also got their up around the sides too.
Yes. And it's got all their instruments just right up front. So it's basically just, they've got a stage with all of their equipment there. And they're heading toward the horn.
This is like when the Megazord shoots the cannon out of its chest when it's got the Dragonzord equipped with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got you there. Very good. We need to get some more Power Rangers books on here.
But they've also got helicopters in the air that have
speakers. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speakers instead of guns attached to them that are hooked up to the sound system.
I didn't realize that. That's awesome. But yeah, they're playing as the tapeworm monsters are getting ready to attack. But, you know, with everything going on,
they
shred them to pieces, I mean, man.
Quite literally.
Chaos is like, all right, fine. This is how you want to play it? This is how we're going to play it. So he hooks up to the organic cord stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, he's powering up is all he's doing. So as Bruticus is still attacking the tapeworm monsters, Jake and Murder Falcon go flying off to get to the horn
of death, or right?
The horn of the dead.
Yeah.
So Jake plays the chords to get the key to unlock the door, and as they go in, they see.
Well, Magnum Chaos bursts in the door behind them.
Well, yeah, but
oh,
I mean, they
about
see,
what they see
before they see that, like they've got this statue of this guitarist holding an ace
of spades.
Yeah. And then a stairway up into the horn. Yeah. Then Magnus comes popping in and he's bigger. He's got 6 arms now. He's got like 8 eyes and his mouth has went from a triangle to an oval, like in the middle of his stomach. He looks pretty badass. I'm not going to lie.
And he... basically knocks Jake out of his wheelchair.
Yep.
But Murph gets in, you know, in the middle of it, and Jake's playing while Murder Falcon's, you know, kicking the crap out of him.
Yeah.
But then while Murder Falcon's holding him off, Jake's got to go up all these stairs to get to the horn itself.
And Jake's not doing good right now.
Not only, you know, is he exhausted, injured, the cancer's, you know, eating him alive. But he's, you know, he starts doing it. You know, he's working his way.
He's
up
got
there.
To. He knows he has to. While that's going on, the tapeworm monsters are basically
retreating.
Not, yeah, that, well, yes, retreating. Going to their master.
Yeah.
And they know it. Like the Bruticus is like, well, this isn't good. Like they know that they're going to back to the horn. Like we hope Jake's.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, and. Murph is there beating. He had knocked Chaos out of the chamber.
Yeah,
and he's just punching the shit out of him,
the hell out of him, like beating his face bloody. Yeah.
But the tapeworm monsters are there, and they kind of swarm him. Jake does
finally make it to the top.
Yeah, he gets up there,
and he's all shaky.
Man,
and,
he is.
He's messed up.
He's not doing good. So he's literally just crawling to the horn now. But then Chaos comes up holding Murph, and like, you know, you know, just do yourself a favor and just stop. Like, you, I don't know, your body's giving up. You can't
weak,
do it. Your
weak, pathetic body can't make it. Nothing can save you now.
Yeah, I have won.
And he says, just do yourself a favor and give up.
Jake's like, almost. And you look down, and there is the oxygen tank that he had. And he plays a chord, and Murph whips
blasts
out his...
the tank. And...
Yep. Which, Look. I'm willing to give a lot for this story. That wouldn't blow up like that.
Oxygen would.
I don't know. It would more likely just shoot it away. It wouldn't blow up.
It depends on how much oxygen was left
true.
In it and how much pressure was on it.
Maybe.
Anyways, he
either
gets
way,
blown up.
It's still awesome.
Oxygen is super flammable.
Well.
No, it really is.
No, well.
No, it's not well. Oxygen
I mean,
is.
Well.
That's what fire needs to burn is oxygen.
Does it though?
Yeah.
I mean.
Or hydrogen, I guess.
Ah, see?
But regardless.
My questioning works.
Hey, maybe it was a fucking thing of helium.
You know what?
That'd be amazing. Elizabeth talking to her time like this.
Regardless, it blows up.
And then
it kind of
blows
him
horn.
Back. Yep.
And
here we go. This is they're trying to call this army, and what ends up happening?
He ends up basically he's going from person to person. He's not actually there, I don't think. I think he's
it's
just
more
seeing
of a, he's
in
seeing
on it.
It. Yeah.
It's all these people that have that are basically dying,
mm-hmm.
But they're all musicians, and it's all of them, all of their playing. You know, playing out their lives.
Yeah, Jake says
that
you
he's
know,
channeling.
Yeah, Jake says, Murph, we got it wrong. The horn doesn't call the dead back to life. It calls those destined to die and still choosing to sing into the void.
And you see this power go, like, circling around the
yep.
globe. And then the horn itself starts to crumble. And you see the anvil underneath it. And the hammer comes down. And guess what's right between the hammer and the anvil?
Magnum Chaos. And it squashes him. It kills him.
Blooshes him. And then when that happens, all of the rest of the
Veldar,
mm-hmm. They all disintegrate, basically.
They fall.
And the rift shuts.
Yep. The Bluetooth sucking creatures pop off. Yep, they disappear.
Pop exits.
And you know, everybody's cheering. Everybody's happy. They won. They did it. And Murph is like, you know, we did it, Jake. You know, we really... And then he turns to Jake and...
Yeah.
Jake's out. Not doing good.
Yeah.
We go forward. We're in a hospital. And Jake looks like shit. I mean, he's literally gave his life for all this. Anne is in bed with him, just kind of being there with her.
For the last, you know...
Johan and Jimmy are there. Murph is sitting on the chair right next to it. And as that's happening, we see Jake sit up.
What we know of Jake looking like with
yep.
his hair, with, you know, his bright orange shirt.
He sits up and he is looking on everything. Like he's dead. This is a spirit. Then we hear the voice of the thousands. Open up a door. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
I'm assuming that's supposed to be some rock star.
I would assume so too, but
metal,
I don't know.
Metal star.
Yeah.
I felt bad because I don't know who it is. I'm assuming it's supposed to be somebody famous. But he is talking to Jake, and he's like, you know, do not fear. This is just your physical body moving to the spiritual realm. And, you know, you've done well. You know,
my
you're
good
amazing.
And faithful shredder.
Jake's like, can I say goodbye? And the voice is like, yeah. He's like, will they hear me? And he says, only in their dreams. So he says his goodbyes. To you know, to Jimmy first, you know, thank you for giving me an example of how to be brave. I'm going to miss your fills. Then he goes, Johan is like, I want you to find somebody to replace me and keep Bruticus going. You need to play music to be healthy. Don't stop because I'm gone. He goes up to Anne and, you know, he's like, there's no words. Thanks for everything. And then he goes up to Murph and he's. Starting to read, you know, he's saying goodbye to Murph, and Murph's like, oh, I'm going with you. And Jake's like, oh, thank God. He's like, I'm glad you'll be there with me. Like, I, you know, then he turns to the Voice of the Thousand. He's like, I'm ready now. And
wait, yes. Is there metal where we're going? Oh, my son. Like you wouldn't believe.
Every time I read this, I think of the death going to, like, that little comic strip of death going to somebody. Was that a good boy?
No, you were the best.
You were the best. Yeah. So it's them. It's the three of them walking through the door to the afterlife. Guys, we said it at the beginning. We said it throughout the whole thing. This book is fucking amazing. Like, you
have to really read it to get the full force of what it is, though.
If this, first off, is just an amazing book, amazing comic in general.
Whether you
you love music, you'll love this book.
And whether you like metal or not, it's not actually about the metal.
No,
it's not. You can replace that with any kind of music there is.
Yeah.
And it would still be the same feeling.
It's amazing. Like I said, I found it at the beginning of the year on the Hoopla app. And as soon as I got done reading it, I immediately had to buy it because I knew at some point I wanted to cover it on the show. And it was amazing, guys. And I didn't know this, but Daniel Warren Johnson, apparently is a really great writer. Extremity, he won some award for that. I can't remember exactly what reward, but he apparently is just amazing. We'll probably check that out in the future. But go get the covers were amazing,
and the covers that are covers of band covers.
Those covers are the B covers.
Yeah, but
the first eight were the regular, and then these are
But they're all
the variant covers were all covers from
like
albums.
Of old albums. Yes, and it's fucking hilarious. Anyways,
it's amazing, guys. Go out, get this one. You will not be
disappointed.
There you go, for having this on your shelf. Like, just go get it. It's awesome. Any final thoughts?
No, actually, you pretty much covered it. Yeah. Like I said, you really have to read this to truly get the feeling behind it.
The art style is amazing. Like, it fits everything. Just Murph is amazing to look at. Like, it's wonderful. Guys, go get this. Let's see. We've got the finishing up here.
I am a little disappointed, though.
What are you a little disappointed about?
Well, normally we get to make fun of things in the comics, and I didn't get to make fun of anything.
Well, no, because this didn't even, like, this is, I'll be honest, this is on par for me, like Lock and Key.
Yeah.
It's up there. Like,
oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
We have to try and find something to make fun of Lock and Key of. This, we can't find anything to make fun of. I mean, I tried to with the, oxygen tank, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that failed miserably.
It did. I'm still up. Whatever, I still have to try.
Oxygen's still flammable.
Yeah, whatever.
Even in comic books.
Want to thank Joe from Wreck My Podcast for making our theme song. Want to shout out to... just shout out to Wreck My Podcast. They're amazing. Amazing podcast. Go check them out. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever...
Yes,
app you use.
We'd like to thank all the little people out there who make this what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also, you know, when you do that, it helps
circulate us.
Yeah, exactly. We have a shirt, two shirts on, what's that? Redbubble. My bad. Redbubble.com. The link is in the show notes.
Thank God, because we can't remember anything.
Well, no, can't. My bad. What else was there? I think that's it.
I'd like to thank my mom and dad for liking each other for long enough to make me. And oh, this isn't an exception speech, my bad.
No, it's not. But yeah,
I'd like to thank Jesus Christ for being there. Oh, wingman,
metal Jesus,
metal Jesus.
So
we watched The Crow last night. And there's that joke in there, you know, where he's like, Jesus walks into a...
I mean, honestly, I don't think... If I've seen The Crow, it's been so long, I don't remember.
I'll let you borrow it sometime.
Well, we're going to watch it for...
Oh, yeah.
Let's call it.
I forgot about that.
We'll get there eventually.
Excellent.
I feel
like this has been a long extro.
Well, I mean, I'll cut a lot of this out, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
Except
for that part.
Let me finish this up. So that's it. You know, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.